Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Don't get me wrong. We love, like, dynasties and great teams or whatever. Like, you know, some teams can have a run and you look at them and you're impressed by it or whatever. But where we are now, exactly, this is my issue, is for a team not to even be competitive in a playoff game.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not that Alabama is winning again or Clemson's going to win again or whatever it is. It's that there's no competition. That's the whole nature of sports, right?
I agree.
Where's the upset? Why can't Notre Dame come in 19, 20-point underdogs and play the game of their lives, right?
It has
happened before. But we don't have that anymore, and I don't know how. Even if you're a big college football fan, how does it feel good, Aaron? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to watch this? I mean, Alabama scored in its first three possessions. All right, I'm ready to click around.
Yep.
Is there a Honeymooners marathon or a Golden Girls marathon on that I can watch? I mean, is that where we are, where the game is not even competitive from Jump Street?
Well, and it's really funny because, you know, obviously, as part of just having been around college football for years, I go on all these local shows in Tuscaloosa and College Station, which is where Texas A&M is, Knoxville, Tennessee, wherever. And it's just really funny because you go on in Alabama, and I'm not kidding, Rob, in September, it's a conversation about, you know, how do we match up with Clemson? How do we match up? It's not about LSU or Tennessee or Texas A&M or the SEC. It's those two or three teams at the end of the season, and then you go out in Knoxville, and it's just misery because you can't figure out a way to get to Alabama's level. And so to your point, I think it's really hurt the sport. I don't know how we get another two or three teams to Alabama and Clemson level, because I'm with you. It's hard to defend this sport when it's the same two teams every single year.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that those schools aren't great.
Sure.
But that's just not, it becomes the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals. That's what we're watching today. And you might think it's too harsh to call Notre Dame the Washington Generals, but when they play the big boys in the big moments, they don't perform. They don't play well.
But
and it was never like that. I can remember college football where there were other schools that were in the mix, and it wasn't this one-sided for a couple of schools, and then you have your LSU or they always keep Ohio State in the mix. I think Ohio State's always in the mix. Not only because they're a good program, they want the Big Ten involved. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't want it to be totally where you turn off or alienate. The Pac-12's not involved. They just poo-poo the Pac-12. Am I right? Like, it doesn't matter.
No, 100%. And I really think, and it's funny, and I want your just opinion on this, but, as a guy who lived in Michigan, I know you've been critical of Jim Harbaugh, as you should be, as we all should be. But it's like, how can Michigan not at any point in 15 years put a team on the field that can compete with Ohio State? How can LSU had last year, but mostly for the last 15 to 20 years, not compete with Alabama? I think it's a bad thing. And you know what's scary, Rob, is if you follow the recruiting rankings, it's only going to stay this way because now we're 6-7 years, whatever it is, into this playoff, and kids say, not only is Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State going to get me to the NFL, they're going to get me in those big games that matter, and now the recruiting gap is getting even bigger, and that's what the scary part is going forward.
No, you're right. It's a bad cycle. Nobody wants to go to a Michigan or some other school and try to make their own mark.
Yep.
It's like, where's the factory? I want to be in the big games. I can get a ring, right? I'll go there. Everybody, people from all over going to Alabama or Clemson and just saying, oh yeah, this is where we'll go, and they're three deep at every position. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'll give you a good example of that. That backup quarterback that came in for Clemson the first game against Notre Dame, DJ, I believe it's Ui Laganlale. I'm not
Gesundheit.
Well, guess where he's from, Rob?
Where?
He's from Southern California.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is what I mean, kids from Southern California are going to the South,
yep,
to play football and play for these schools, and they don't want to, turn USC around or UCLA or anything like that. It's amazing. And the same thing, Michigan, for all of its failures as a perennial, and I get it, they've won more games than any other college football program and all that other nonsense, but they've got basically one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase.
Yep.
I mean, that's how long it's been. And Jim Harbaugh came to Michigan to fix it, and he can't even beat Ohio State. He's been burned by Michigan State and his rivals. They haven't gone to the college football playoffs. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yet that school has so many guys who have gone to the NFL, right?
100%.
From Michigan.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I don't know how it gets fixed because, like I said, if you follow the recruiting rankings, it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State at the top every single season. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm with you. And I'll ask you, I know you and Chris primarily, you don't talk a ton of college football on this show.
No, and also you got to get my background growing up in New York City.
Yeah.
There's no college football, okay?
Sure.
There's no college football, which is incredible when you think about it. So I grew up with no college football. I watched the big games as a kid. You know what
yep.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I did. But we didn't have, West Point was probably, West Point, Syracuse is a million miles away from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So Syracuse wasn't your college football team. I used to cover West Point
when I was
a sports writer at the Daily News. Yep. When I first started out. So I used to drive up there and cover games on Saturdays during college football season. But no. For the most part, you know what I mean? I grew up without college football.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask is I know there's so much NFL to cover over the course of a week, but you're a sports fan. I've watched games with you. I've hung out with you. I know that you love sports. That's why we all do this. But I was going to ask you, as somebody who didn't grow up around college football, I'm guessing that the dominance of 1 to 2 to 3 teams doesn't what's the right word? It doesn't encourage you to carve out time on a Saturday to make time for this sport when at the end of the season we know who the same 2 or 3 teams are going to be.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
And I used to go on some Saturdays. You know me.
Aaron. Love the chicken wings.
Yep.
I could go to a sports bar, hang out, you know, watch a good game, see something, but it has become very predictable. I'm curious as to see from our listeners, how many people are you still that engaged? And we've seen the ratings. I know it's down for just about everybody, but we also have seen the attendance go down in college football. I think it was 2 years ago. It had dropped like the lowest point in 24 years or something, you know, across the board, where normally college football people are into it because they're invested. The school's in their community or they went there. You know what I mean? It's different from pro where people are more invested in college because that's their team that they grew up with.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. tirerack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is week 17, and one thing that you and I were texting about a lot this week, Rob, was so many different kind of crazy playoff scenarios, who's in, who's out, who gets this seed with a win or a loss. But as you referenced throughout the first hour of this show, there are a couple quarterbacks here coming into this weekend that we're still a little bit unsure about as far as, are they that guy? Can they lead a franchise, not just to the playoffs, but eventually to deep playoff runs, to Super Bowls, whatever. And when you take a quarterback that high, that's what you want. And so there are three specifically that come to mind for me. And again, you and I have talked about it a little bit. But as we head into week 17, Baker Mayfield has the Cleveland Browns in position to make the playoffs with a win. He's, of course, a former number one overall pick, as is Kyler Murray. Win, and they are in the playoffs. Tua Tagovailoa with the Miami Dolphins, who the Dolphins won last week against the Raiders, but of course he got pulled for Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is not available this weekend. So Rob, I kind of have my thoughts, but I want to toss it to you first. Of the three, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, who do you believe has the most pressure going into this weekend?
I really think it's Tua. And I know people say, well, Baker has to win, whatever, they're at home. No Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers aren't playing all their guys. I think it's Tua from this standpoint, Aaron. They already were pulling the chain on him down there, right? Most of the other young quarterbacks, they throw him in there and just say, man, learn on the fly. You got to learn by playing. With Tua, they were ready to give away snaps and important snaps and big moments in games to Fitzpatrick, and we know who he is. He's a journeyman quarterback who's been on 95 teams in his career and never been to the playoffs.
Yep.
That's shocking to me. That tells me you don't believe Tua long term. You're trying to make the playoffs now instead of saying, we're trying to build something here with Tua because he's our guy so that we can make a real run and try to win a Super Bowl in Miami. It's been forever. But that's not where they are. They don't trust him enough, and that's why Fitzpatrick was getting, snaps. I don't want to give that guy snaps. And, okay, the only reason he's not playing, he's got COVID, so he's out.
Yep.
So now this is about Tua, and we know Miami has a top pick coming so they can draft a quarterback. So if Tua flames out, plays poorly, whatever, they don't make the playoffs, you could take a look. And this is not the old days, Aaron, where you used to be on the hook for $100 million guaranteed to these quarterbacks, right?
100%.
You're not anymore. So now what you can do is you can move on. Ask Dwayne Haskins, right? You can easily move on because you're not in for a big financial hit. And the same thing with Tua. If they look at him and go, he couldn't even keep us from using Fitzpatrick. He flamed out in week 17 in the biggest game of the year. Didn't play well. And now we got a chance to draft Joe Blow. We're going to draft him, and we'll move away from Tua. I think his time in Miami, his career, a lot of this hinges on how well he plays.
So real quick, I'm going to get to my answer in a second. Where do you stand on just the juggling of quarterbacks? Because to me, it's ironic. I was on during that Raiders game last Saturday night, and, my partner and I, Arnie Spanier, went back and forth on it. But I just feel like if you believe in Tua, you got to trust him. You got to put the ball in his hands and say, let's do this. If you don't, you should have never put him in the first place. Where do you just stand on the juggling? And again, for people who don't know, Ryan Fitzpatrick not available this weekend, which is why the pressure is on Tua. But over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it's been since Tua started, where do you stand on how Brian Flores and that staff, not just the head coach, but the offensive coaching staff as well, has handled the quarterback situation there?
Yeah, I don't like it. They always say if you have two girlfriends, it's because both of them have a deficiency or neither one is any good. So you got to have two to make up for stuff. You don't need two quarterbacks. You need one guy who you believe in, who's going to lead you. So I've never seen a juggling quarterback act win, especially on the pro level. So I'm not into that. I just think let a guy play. Give him an opportunity. If you don't believe he can do it, then you move on to the next guy.
Yeah, so I agree with you 100%. I have not liked how that they have handled this situation with Tua. I will say this. I actually sort of think it is Tua because, again, the question being who has the most pressure of the young former top five picks going into this weekend, Baker Mayfield, Tua, or Kyler Murray. But I'll make the argument that maybe it really is Baker Mayfield because, listen, I am one of those people that I did give Baker Mayfield a pass for last week against the Jets. I know he had three turnovers he was responsible for. But I also believe that in his defense, he was down his top four wide receivers. And I don't care who you are, you're not going to look good if you do not have your top four wide receivers.
But he mishandled the ball. What do you have, three fumbles in that game? Aaron, I understand what you're saying. You cannot turn the ball against the pathetic Jets in a game like that. Three fumbles?
Well, and that's what I was going to get to is I sort of give him a pass, but one, there's that. And then as you look to week 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't playing Ben Roethlisberger. And so if you're the number one overall pick, which he was, and when you draft somebody number one overall, you think they're going to take your franchise to heights that clearly you haven't been in a while because you have the number one overall pick. Baker has done what he is supposed to do this season. They're 10-5 outside of that Jets game. They've largely beaten the teams they're supposed to. If you look at their schedule, it's kind of a group of unimpressive wins. The Texans, the Jaguars, the Eagles.
Agree with you.
Yeah, and so Baker, you're the number one pick. By the way, and I know our buddy Colin Cowherd talks about this all the time, and he's right. They've given you Kareem Hunt. They've given you Nick Chubb. Jarvis Landry is back this weekend. Rashard Higgins is back this weekend. If you're the number one pick, Baker, and by the way, this is year three. It's not eight games into your career like Tua. Year three, if you're the guy, Baker, you got to get it done.
I'm with you on that. And if they lose that game, then you have to question and say Baker doesn't play well, you will question it because they have 10 wins, had a chance to get into the playoffs for the first time since 2007, right?
Yep.
And they don't get it done, especially in a situation where, you know, Pittsburgh is saying, take it. You're 9.5-point favorites, right?
Yep.
To lose that, 9.5-point favorites without them starting their starting quarterback in a game where all you need to do, you don't need any help, you win the game, you make the playoffs. Now, the Kyler Murray scenario, obviously, they're in love with him, and I get all that, but he's taken a step back this year. Would you agree with that, Aaron? I mean, that the start of the season, people were ranting and raving. People thought he was going to win the MVP. They looked at Patrick Mahomes. They say, well, he won it in his second year. Lamar Jackson won it in his second year. Kyler Murray's in the same situation. They got him Hopkins. Now he can let loose. And after he beat Buffalo with that Hail Murray, people were going crazy. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like his coming out party. And ever since then, they've corralled him. Yeah. They've taken away his legs. They've made him stay in the pocket, get a lot of balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. It's been a struggle. Now, the Rams don't have their starting quarterback. Yep. Cooper Kupp's not playing. Henderson, the running back's not playing. I mean, they got to beat the Rams. And if they don't, how would you look at that? Would it be Kyler Murray, it's only his second year, it's not the end of the world? Or you'd have to wonder what happened to Kyler Murray.
I'm willing to give him a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt than either Baker or Tua because at his best, he has been significantly better than both of those guys. But to your point, Rob, it's not as though we have seen his best for most of this season. And I think the bigger concern for me would be that really it's the back half of this schedule, which is concerning. You talk about the Hail Murray play against the Buffalo Bills. Since then, they're 2-4. Their only wins are over the Giants and the Eagles. And
right. Look at that. The only two teams they beat are bad teams.
Yes, and you just lost to the 49ers who
had a third string quarterback.
I was going to try to do the Rob Parker. Not only was Jimmy Garoppolo not there, and then I was going to do the whole CJ Beathard, more like CJ this, but nothing came to my head. So listen, I'm still trying to get to that level, but I do agree with you 100% in that he hasn't looked the same. He hasn't been as effective. And, you know, you can't say, well, it's a new head coach, it's a new system. Oh, by the way, we went to get you DeAndre Hopkins. So in a way, it is a lot like Baker Mayfield, where the path is there for you. Now, the Rams have to win. It's different than the situation with the Steelers, who the Browns are playing. But you look at the LA Rams, are without their starting quarterback, as you said, some other weapons. This is a big one for Kyler Murray, too.
It is. There's all three of these guys. It'll be interesting. 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number. And I'm just curious, who do you think has more to prove? Because Baker needs to win, Kyler needs to win, and Tua needs to play well in order for Miami to not use that pick, right, on a quarterback. Wouldn't that change their drafting stance if he stinks up the joint compared to he balls out, plays great, they make it to the playoffs? Do you know what I mean? That would change your mind.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The NBA did have some history-making moment on Wednesday night when Becky Hammon replaced Greg Popovich. He was ejected at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, and she became the first woman to act as head coach in a regular season NBA game. And Popovich has nothing. You know, they really like her a lot. He was quoted, Aaron, as saying, quote, "She's earned it. She is qualified. She's wonderful at what she does." And, you know, it's just a matter of time now before this happens. I know people have always questioned whether a woman could ever make an NBA team or play or be on a squad or even a 12th man or whatever it is. And to me, it feels like Pop is 71. How many more years? It feels like she's going to replace him. That this is going to be like his piece of history. He's groomed her. He's put this in motion. And he believes in her. And I do believe that she will be the first female coach of the NBA. What did you make of it? She's 43 years old. She was a 6-time All-Star in the WNBA, played 16 years with the New York Liberty and the San Antonio Silver Stars. She was the first woman to ever be hired full-time on a coaching staff back in 2014. All the things line up. You know what I mean? Now there are 11 women on NBA coaching staffs throughout the league, but she was the first. What did you think of her coaching the team?
Yeah, I think that to me, you know, when I saw this, it was obviously an awesome story. But the reason that, you know, one, I think you're right. It feels as though Popovich, you know, it's kind of his last little go around the organization. I think he's trying to build it up one more time. But she has the credentials, and she's bided her time is not the right way to put it, but she's put in, what is the word? She's paid her dues.
Paid her dues.
Yes. She's been with the organization since 2014, as you said. That's 7 years at this point. It's probably going to be another 2 or 3 before Popovich retires. He's gotten a million other assistants head coaching gigs, whether it's Brett Brown, who was, of course, with Philadelphia for so long. There's a bunch of other ones throughout the NBA. And so to me, he has a very fruitful coaching tree. It's not as though he's not a guy that hasn't proven that he can produce NBA head coaches off of his staff, and she's put in the time. This isn't a gimmick. She's been there day in and day out for 7 years, and if she's the next quote-unquote woman up instead of the next man up, I have absolutely no problem with it. I think it's great for basketball.
And we also just recently, Aaron, found out that the Red Sox made history when they hired Bianca Smith. Smith becomes the first black female coach in professional baseball. She is currently on the coaching staff at Carroll University in Wisconsin, but she's going to be a minor league coach with the Red Sox. And then we also saw earlier this year, right, the Marlins hired their GM, first GM, Ng, who was with the Dodgers and with the Yankees, and now she's the GM of the Marlins. So we're seeing all of this change, and I just... women have ruled nations. Yes. I just don't even think that this is that big of a deal. Guys have coached women forever. And the greatest college women's basketball coach, Gene
Auriemma?
Auriemma, I was going to say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Gene Auriemma. You know him very well at UConn.
Yes, sir.
Right? He had no problem coaching women. I don't know why You think people are going to have a problem with this, or they think it's forced? She doesn't know what she's doing. She never played in the NBA. How can you hire a woman as a baseball coach? She never played in Major League on that level. She might have played softball. It's a different game. Do you know? I mean, I'm sure that's what people are thinking. They're thinking they're just doing it to be politically correct, tokenism, you know. Oh, yeah, they just hired her because she's a woman. And there's other guys in the NBA, guys who play in the league who deserves a chance at coaching. There'll be a lot of that pushback. Do you think it'll be well-received or not?
Well, I think for basketball, it feels to me a little bit different. I'm not saying that I agree or disagree, but I think, listen, there's going to be pushback with anything. But I think the pushback in a place like the NFL or Major League Baseball, where, as you said, you know, there's never been a female Major League Baseball player. That's where I could see pushback. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's where I think there would be pushback. But the NBA, basketball is basketball. It's the same court. It's the same height of the rim.
The ball is smaller. I did play Nancy Lieberman in a charity basketball game back in Detroit when she was coach of the Detroit Shock. Aaron, I was at the gym. I was feeling good. I'm making all these shots, knocking them down. Mm-hmm. We get to the game one-on-one, and we're playing with the WNBA ball.
Oh, did you?
And I'm not making an excuse.
I was going to say.
It doesn't feel the same. Aaron, it felt like a volleyball. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it didn't feel right. So I did score the first two baskets of the game, and I want you to know one of our radio partners, a guy at the station I was working at in Detroit, WDFN, the late Jamie Samuelson, who just passed, but Jamie bet me $20 that I wouldn't score a basket. I was like, dude, are you kidding? What? So I want you to know, Aaron, I scored a basket on the first possession of the game.
Sure.
Score basket, called timeout for the referee, went over to him, and I said, where's my 20?
Nice. Swear. Yeah. As the man who's worked 10 shifts this week, I'm not surprised that you went over and demanded the paycheck.
You
there.
Know I wanted it. Where's my 20? But my point is, when you talk about basketball, guys and girls playing is definitely more real, right? And comparable compared to the other sports.
100%. And I'm not saying that a female, if she works her way up from the minor leagues to the major leagues, or in football from whatever, ops coach to position coach to coordinator, that they don't deserve a chance. I just think that it will feel different in basketball because the sports, the men's and women's sports, are essentially the same outside of the ball. So do you feel the same way that, you know, listen, Bruce Arians, I think, was the first person to hire a female in whatever role. It has happened a little bit more since.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know when we'll see an NFL head coach that's a female. Do you feel like that pushback will come? Because it's going to happen, I would guess, at some point.
I think football, of all the sports, would probably be the last. Sure. I just do, because of the nature of the game. I think, like, never putting on shoulder pads or what. And I'm not saying some of the greatest coaches, right, as we know, never played in the NFL.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that can't be your argument. Oh, well, she didn't play. I know Bill Belichick played, but he played at a small level. He was never a great football player. Do you know what I mean? So, but putting on the pads and playing, who was the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs who, I just lost his name, who didn't play football, who played golf in college, but his dad was a football coach. Somebody help me with that.
I don't know if I know that.
Yeah, he was the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know why I can't remember.
Todd Haley. Oh, I didn't
never
know
played,
that.
Never played football.
That's
he played golf in college. So imagine he was able to get to that level. And like I said, his dad was a coach, so that helped him in. But I don't think that in football, I think a woman would have a harder time. I do believe Becky Hammon will replace Pop and be the head coach there.
Yeah, first of all, I had no idea that Todd Haley had not only never played in the NFL, that he played golf in college. By the way, I found Todd Haley's Wikipedia page. He's a high school coach now. But anyway.
But am I right?
I think
in the Wikipedia, am I right about
you are, that? You are, and I'm with you, and I think and that's the thing too, and it's the same with all these sports. First of all, and you know this better than anybody, Rob. You've covered baseball, you've covered all the major sports, and sometimes, as a matter of fact, the best players make the worst coaches.
Yep,
and vice versa. Joe Torre, I know, was a pretty good player, but I mean, I think he made an All-Star team a couple times, but I mean, right. He wasn't Johnny Bench or Carlton Fisk, you know, but. Right. But he knew the game. He understood the game. I mean, you go across basketball. Greg Popovich played, at a Air Force maybe, but he didn't play in the NBA. I'm going, you know, Phil Jackson played as a role player, but he wasn't a star. Right. So I'm with you in that, it shouldn't be a prerequisite. I'm all for the most qualified person getting the opportunity, regardless of male, female, obviously any racial Gen, you know, whatever. I don't really care. Give me the best person to do the job. And so if down the road there is a female that's good enough to be an NFL head coach, I honestly have no problem with it. I really don't.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!